Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliqua in the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, it's... Oh, man, we can't... We're going to do it. That's right. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's the 8th day of June, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 65 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 72 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's, you know, this way, that way, it was raining a little bit yesterday. It's just the strangest goddamn weather you ever saw in your, I've lived here all my life. Oh, what are we going to look at? Oh, I know a lot of you guys are going to love looking into this. Matthew McConaughey tells the story of those killed in Uvalde in an emotional plea for action on guns. Well, I got something to say to you, fucking McConaughey. So we'll be right back in a minute.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliqua,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Matthew McConaughey. Oh my goodness, Matthew McConaughey, can I get your autograph up here? Oh my God, Matthew, who in the fuck are you? You're just another son of a bitch, man. Celebrities. You can always tell when they're really desperate when they bring in the clowns. Bring in the clowns. Tells the story of those killed in Uvalde in emotional plea for action on guns. Are you going to get emotional? Are you pleading? I listened to the fucking son of a bitch we did the YouTube video. Actor Matthew McConaughey delivered an impassioned, at times emotional, remarks at the White House press briefing on Tuesday, telling the stories of those who died in the elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and urging more action on gun control. Well, fuck if Matthew McConaughey says so. Well, it's Matthew McConaughey, guys. McConaughey, a Uvalde native, said he and his wife, Kamala spent most of the past week with the families of those who were killed in his hometown. He showed pictures of their artwork and brought to the briefing room green Converse shoes. Well, fuck, I did forget, man. We got that, don't we? We got some green Converse shoes, really? Let's see if we do have that. I know we used to. Where are we at? Oh, we got to go with this here. Yeah. We want to do this right. And then we're not going to have it because it ain't there. You know, maybe it is. One second here. There it is, right there. So we're going to go ahead and play this. This is for the little shoes. This is for the shoes. Maybe.
Good old shoes, good old shoes. Whatever road you walk in, we'll get you through. Good old shoes, good old shoes. Stand up straight and proud the way he taught you to. And you might even get to heaven with a soul like that. Good old shoes.
How gracious is Vincent Van? I want a reflexologist.
Male or female?
The Polish lady.
Yeah, White House wants to know about.
So we got to even have shoes with this fucking bunch of shit, people. Shoes like the ones that one girl wore every day that were used to identify her body after the shooting. She had drawn a heart on one of the shoes. Man, I'll tell you what, just a million violins are playing in my fucking head right now. You know what happened here, people? If any of this shit, I mean, if this wasn't a Mossad agent or a CIA agent that came in and just mowed some fucking people down, and he's sitting in goddamn Tel Aviv or wherever right now drinking a fucking martini. And saying it happened like they said. Some asshole comes and guns some fucking, gun 13 kids down. He's charged with fucking murder. 13 counts. He's convicted and he is punished. And if he has any estate, he can be sued civilly. But once that is done, it is over. There, it doesn't go on. It doesn't go, well, goddamn, he was wearing a blue tie. We're gonna outlaw blue ties. You don't have that kind of fucking authority. You never had it, fucking Matthew McConaughey. You will never have it, Matthew McConaughey. And at one point, I'm telling you, he hit his hand down on the table. Ooh. Why don't you come into the fucking jungle, punk bitch, motherfucker? Because whenever, all the time I was looking at you, all I could see was a dick in your mouth. And I want you to come in and fucking pound your goddamn fist down here in the fucking jungle and take somebody's fucking gun, you punk bitch, motherfucking dick-sucking bastard. Like I say, that's how they become celebrities. Yeah, you suck your way to the fucking top, and then you can go get an audience with the fucking goddamn corporate monarch. As long as you're pushing the good old shoes. I mean, that's wag the dog shit. Fucking you think we don't know what it is and we see it. What happened in fucking Texas has nothing to do with anybody else in this goddamn country but one son of a bitch. And it don't have nothing to do with it. The fucking gun didn't do the fucking killing. He did. You can kill as many people with a gallon of fucking gas and you fucking know it. But not that that's going to be the argument. The bottom line is, fuck you. You can't do nothing about our guns, Matthew McConaughey. And you committed treason suggesting that you fucking can. And you will fucking answer for your fucking crime, you son of a bitch, you fucking traitor. You know, you talked about you going, you went all around the fucking world. Why don't you find one of them fucking places that have the gun control laws that you fucking want, that make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, and fucking stay there? Because we don't want you here. He also, at one point in this article, I see, was it opportunity? Where was it? Where was it on this one here? He continued, enough with the counterpunching, enough of the invalidation of the other side. Let's come to the common table. There is no fucking table, son of a bitch. Shall not be infringed, period, means exactly what it fucking says. Did you go to school at all? Do you know how to read the English language? Do you know that when that fucking period hits, that's the fucking end of it? Because apparently there are a few, and there's some other place in here he talks about, maybe it was here, finding middle ground. Because I promise you, America, you and me, we are not as divided as we are being told we are. And he also said that our numbers, we're being told our numbers are small. You numbers are fucking shit, punk, bitch, motherfucker. As proven daily by the fucking gun purchases out here, you can't fucking lie about it. You are a fucking piece of shit. You're just another son of a bitch. What is your fucking stock and trade? Unreality? They called in, that's when they start calling in the clowns. Like I said, write your fucking legislation. Hey, Matthew McConaughey, you get your fucking cunt ass and get some fucking gear on it. You can come take my fucking gun, you son of a bitch. Come do it. I'll slap them fucking glasses clear the other side of your fucking head, then I'll stomp you into the fucking pavement, you punk bitch. You're not taking anybody's goddamn guns. You can write down on a piece of paper whatever you fucking want. We got a piece of paper that is a prior restraint on you. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. It's called the unalienable, unchangeable, untouchable law of December 15, 1791 as ratified by we the fucking people. Tough shit, motherfucker. You don't like it? Get the fuck out. Any of you fuckers out there don't like it? He talks about, all the responsible gun owners out there who are tired of being, of this happening, you know, because they're responsible. They go, you know, they go shoot targets and stuff. That ain't what our fucking guns are for, bitch. Our guns are for fucking you, you son of a bitch, you fucking traitor, you dirty cocksucker that would see us fucking enslaved. See, it says right here, this is the fellow who introduced the fucking second article to the Bill of Rights. And fuck you and your constitution that was never fucking ratified by the people. Here are the words of Tense Koch, the person who explained this for you fucking idiots who couldn't read at a third grade level. Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Their sword and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of the Matthew Dick-Suck and McConaughey's, either of the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, they will ever remain in the hands of we the fucking people. And at the end of this, it says the militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, that is the unorganized fucking militia, that's the people. The people. The American nationals will form a powerful check upon the troops. And we are that powerful check, aren't we? Because you cock-sucking little punk bitch, if you could have done it, you would have already did it. And you coming up on fucking using celeb, man. Every time you guys see a celeb from now on, just think about how they become celebs. I mean, I couldn't watch the goddamn thing. I watched the guy. I had to turn my head. All I could see was a dick in his mouth. That's how you become a celebrity. It's been fucking documented. Fucking people have went to jail for it, remember? And it usually starts when you're a child, so it's pedophilia anyway. So you start as a little pedophile. And you work your way up, and pretty soon you've sucked your way up to being a celebrity whose fucking opinion seems to matter more than anybody else's. And you can say, though, I say that the whole America wants what I want. Fuck you. I'm a part of America. Everybody, all these trenchers here are part of America. We say, fuck you. You little faggot son of a bitch. You don't like it? Fucking do something about it. Get on your goddamn, you know what you're going to have to come with? You're going to have to come with a fucking gun, bitch. Because the only thing that can stop a fucking gun is a gun. That's why you don't want us to have them. So that little bitches like you, little dick-sucking bitches like you, can walk around and pretend they're men. I mean, that's what you do for a living, isn't it? You pretend. You little punk bitch. Matthew McConaughey, go right straight to hell and get the fuck out of my fucking country, you dirty, rotten little bastard. You have committed high treason against we the people and against the highest law in this fucking land. That is the law that was ratified December 15, 1791. Unfucking alienable bastard. Anyway. It goes on and it talks about him thinking about running for governor. A dick sucking governor. You're going to suck some more dick on fucking, whose dick you going to suck to become governor? I think you got to fuck a poodle to do that, don't you? You got to let him take pictures of you fucking a poodle, huh? Matthew McConaughey, you cunt. You punk little fucking bitch. See, I can sit here and call you, that's the first article. It gives me my right to sit here and call you the punk little fucking bitch that you fucking are. You could fucking arch, you could come here and kick my fucking ass, you badass motherfucker, and you could hit my fucking table. Why don't you try it, you little bastard? Anyway, onward and upward, people. Biden's commerce secretary throws in the towel on gas prices. Well, I'm sure glad to hear that at $5.08 a fucking gallon for fucking regular. This is all orchestrated. They try to act like, at the end they say it's Putin's fault. It's Putin's fault. I don't think Putin's the one that put them sanctions on, is he? All he did is what you fuckers have done in fuck what you guys did in fucking Afghanistan. What you did in fucking Iraq. Oh, yeah. What you did in Libya. And what you're doing in Yemen right now. That's all in the fuck he's doing. It's just exactly what you did. But fucking, well, the world didn't come down on fucking the goddamn people. And your fucking sanctions, they do not hurt anybody but the fucking American fucking people, you dirty, rotten, thieving son of a bitches. We have a glut of fucking oil. And you're fucking just, we're just going to refine this much of it and you're going to buy it. How about we fucking shut your fucking leases down? And you, I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you, every one of you out there, you know when this shit's going to stop is when you fucking stop it. When you make it more fucking expensive for them to fuck with you and steal your fucking money at them gas pumps, it'll stop. That's how it stopped in the fucking 70s. It started getting fucking dangerous. Anyway, let's see what they got to say here. This is reassuring. Joe Biden's inept commerce secretary on Tuesday threw in the towel on gas prices and said, there isn't very much more to be done because this is all designed so that you poor son of a bitches can walk. Now, somebody was on, somebody was talking about, you know, that she could afford like $4,000 for $14,000 for a car or something. There's no way she could afford, you know, $50,000 for a car. Hey, but I'll tell you what, Dusty, you're paying for that car. Because if you're a rich son of a bitch and you can go buy that $50,000 car, you get the most of it back in fucking tax break. That means that you pay for that fucking $50,000 car so that rich son of a bitch can drive. And then they jack up the fucking prices on the gas because we want clean energy. We want you on a fucking bus where we can watch you. We want you on public transit. Fuck you. You're going to find out what we want, you son of a bitches. When you can't pump a fucking drop of oil out of the fucking ground. When we take every fucking thing standard oil has. I don't care if it's China, you got it? Really? Turn it over, motherfucker. We're letting loose with the goddamn atomic bombs. You're not going to fucking do this shit to us. And if we would take that fucking attitude and stop allowing this. Because that's what we're doing. We're allowing it. There isn't very much to be done. Gas prices hit another record on Tuesday. Gas in 13 states is now above $5 a gallon. It's above $5 a gallon. I think it went $5.19. It went up like 15 fucking cents in one fucking day, people. You know this is orchestrated. They caused this to happen. It was a chain of fucking events that they put into motion and that they carry through with, and they really don't fucking care because a few hundred dollars to fill up your fucking car ain't nothing to them. Because they've stolen everything, the riches of your fucking country. It's fucking change. It's what they leave for a fucking tip when they're fucking telling everybody else they have to wear a mask and they're all sitting around without masks on fucking drinking and partying and shit. I mean, God, when are we going to have enough of this? CNN's Kate Baldwin, asked Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo. I mean, it's everybody's a fucking foreigner. You notice that? Your goddamn government. We've been around for 240 fucking years and there ain't no Smiths or Jones in there, is there? Everybody's a goddamn, has a foreign goddamn name, don't they? Because they ain't been here fucking it's like these Californians come down here and fucking get a license plate and fuck their Oregonians. I mean, no, you're not. As soon as they get here, the first thing they do is get that goddamn Oregon plate on their car because they know how much what we think of their fucking California cocksucking asses, but we can spot you from a mile away. We know who fucking invited you here. The goddamn merchants invited you here to destroy what was ours when we stayed here and supported those goddamn merchants through the hard fucking times, through the bad fucking times. This is the reward we get. They run off to somewhere fucking secluded where they can fucking have a life. And say, fuck the rest of us. Well, fuck you, because we're coming for your ass, too. The reality is that there isn't very much more to be done. Raimondo said, blaming Vladimir Putin for the high gas prices. Putin raised our gas, people. He put the sanctions on. He moved the mechanisms that did it. No, what he did is, like I said, exactly what this fucking country did. And there was no fucking sanctions put against the United States when they attacked fucking Iraq for absolutely no reason, committed genocide on the Iraqi people without any fucking cause whatsoever, because there was no yellow cake uranium, remember? That's when it went from fucking Desert Storm to Iraqi freedom. Well, we're going to give them democracy. We attacked another country to change their political fucking structure. Really? I mean, God, and like I said, then you got goddamn Libya. Oh, we're going to put in a no-fly zone, you see, and then immediately the fucking Air Force is brought in for it because the fucking insurgents they brought it in needed an Air Force to beat the fucking Libyan army. So we had to bring an Air Force, and they immediately started attacking the fucking ground fucking forces of the goddamn legitimate government of Libya. Did anybody step in? Was there any goddamn fucking sanctions against the United States or NATO or these United Nation motherfuckers? No. Did anybody fucking suffer besides the fucking Libyan people? No. But this Ukraine, it seems unique in some way. It's unique. Could it be because it's Joe Biden's fucking goddamn, it's his goddamn headquarters for his fucking, corporate mafia, fucking his branch of the corporate mafia? I mean, you got his fucking son there. I mean, what happened to the goddamn investigation into him fucking paying off to get rid of the fucking, attorney general over there that was investigating the fucking gas company that his son then went to work for millions of dollars and never even pumped a gallon of gas, let alone know anything about the fucking business and the loans from China. All of this fucking shit just kind of disappeared, didn't it? It was like the infrastructure, boy, that's all you fucking heard. I wonder what we're going to hear before this midterm. Are you going to go out and be stupid again? Or are you going to fucking tell them no more? Are you going to send them a fucking goddamn notice, unregister me from this fucking fraud, because that's what it is a fucking fraud, an easily proven fucking fraud. Fraud. And if you participated in it, knowing it's a fraud, you're a goddamn traitor. You're a traitor against your people. You're a traitor against our law. You are a fucking goddamn, you're guilty of sedition and treason. That's a hanging offense, motherfucker. But of course, the inept motherfuckers, I mean, they still got these Trump tards out there. The fucker lied to you. I can play you fucking lie after lie after lie. Well, I guess it's all right to lie to you. I guess you ain't a fucking real fucking man, are you? Or a woman. Or a fucking human being. What human being will accept fucking lies and then say, oh, come and lie to me some more? The lies felt good. Of course, the reality of what you did didn't feel so fucking good. You stepped up and you fucking violated that second article. You spit on our second article. You spit on our fucking law. You spit on our jurisdictional authority, you son of a bitch. But I guess it only matters to us. And so maybe we better do something about it. Maybe we better exercise that jurisdictional authority we hold absolute through that fucking Bill of Rights and start putting these fuckers away. Enforce the fucking law. I mean, that's a tough one for them to go against. I mean, even Matthew Faggahay, I mean, Matthew Dickens, I mean, fucking Matthew McConaughey. I mean, that's a tough one to go against. People want the fucking law enforced, isn't it? Because it ain't the fucking law you want. You want communism, don't you, Maddie? Why don't you take your fucking ass over to a fucking communist country and then there you got it. No more fucking having to, there's no speeches, no nothing. Just move right in and enjoy your fucking utopia. And leave us be to be what we fucking have been for fucking 240 years. Fucking a free people, though they were fucking, though we weren't free. I mean, the attack began on that fucking Bill of Rights, right, on its inception, and the fact that an attorney general's office still fucking exists when it was fucking, December 15, 1791, it was forbidden. It shows to go you these fucking aristocrats have never backed off an inch. They've lied to you. They can't tell. If you know, who in the hell will say that they ain't lying to you? You'd have to be a fucking complete, you'd have to be a retard that just got hit in the head with a sledgehammer. Where were we? Since Putin moved troops to the border of to the border. He just moved troops to the border, and so our gas went up. You know, nobody's making all this goddamn, I mean, $5 a fucking gallon for regular. Nobody's making a big bunch of money off this, are they? Now, they wouldn't do that, would they? I mean, selling you something that there's tons of, but we can't, we got to hold this back. So we see they had so much of it that it was fucking negative $40 a fucking barrel. Where was it when that went through? Oh, that supply and demand thing didn't actually apply to that. It only applies when we say it applies. Fuck you. You son of a bitches. I tell you people out there, it ain't going to get no goddamn better as long as you sit on your ass until you make fucking moves, until you make it more painful, until you make them more afraid of you than you are of them, you're fucked. I think it was Thomas Jefferson that said, when the fucking people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have fucking liberty. That's pretty fucking simple, ain't it? And you have the apparatus right in front of you. You've had it all along. It's been there. But maybe the people even that knew about it, maybe once in a while wanted to speak about it a little bit. Oh, goddamn, that would mean the end of the fucking goddamn industry of fucking goddamn war. Misery industry. You know, army surplus fucking sells. It would be the end of all of that shit. It'd be the end of a fucking industry. It's like, you know, the drug war. You know, when they started passing all these fucking laws, when they didn't have no right to tell you what, they ain't got no authority to tell you what to put in your body or what you can't to begin with. Never had it, never will. But when they started passing, you know, we passed legislation saying it's all right for you to smoke marijuana now. Say it's okay. So then you got everybody going, yeah, man, we can smoke marijuana. No, what you just did is you just said they have the right to tell you yes. If they have the right to tell you yes, you ignorant son of a bitch, they absolutely have the right to tell you no. And that's what you, I mean, God damn it, it's just like the Heller decision. That's one thing Kornke was correct on. When the Heller decision went through, it said, you know, when people, oh, yeah, it was the most wonderful thing in the world. That was since fucking, it's tinfoil. Was that goddamn Heller decision in fucking D.C. You do have the right to be, yeah, we already knew that. It's written in the fucking highest law of this fucking land. We didn't need no fucking 12 motherfuckers without authority to fucking regulate or fucking judge our fucking goddamn law to tell us that we fucking can have what we already told ourselves we can have. Got it? And all everybody went out, you know, NRA, that's why I got my car. That's why we did her now. We did her now. Yeah, you fucking did it. You established, you fucking told them they can tell you yes. They can't tell you yes. They can't tell you no. They have no fucking authority over you, ignorant son of a bitch. Exercise your goddamn freedom. Exercise your fucking liberty and live your fucking life. And if they fuck with it, kill them. That's what you're supposed to fucking do. Anybody tries to fucking take them rights away from you, you can, that's what the goddamn, I mean, they sure pulled it off when they fucking, hijacked that goddamn uprising, didn't they? I mean, it was plain and clear. Why did that fighting start? Oh, because the king, he was going to come and confiscate, guns. And right now, I wonder if they had their Matthew McConaughey. Oh, they were faggy enough, those fucking British were, man. There were some really faggy motherfuckers in that group. They could have had a Matthew McConaughey. I wonder if he had a dick in his mouth. I wonder if that's how he got where he was. But at any rate, gas prices were already spiking before Putin put troops on the border in Ukraine. This is Joe Biden. I mean, he's out there. This is fuck. We're talking Rambo here. He's out there with that fucking knife, man. Just him and the knife. Joe Biden's war on domestic oil production is largely what's driven high gas prices. His war on domestic oil production, oh, he's mean he wants to stop fucking producing. He's cutting down the production so that the goddamn refineries can work half as hard for four times the fucking money. Sell half the fucking product for five times the fucking money. Boy, that's a good fucking deal for them, ain't it, Joe? I don't even want to talk to him. That motherfucker ain't even alive. I'm talking to you, Communist Committee, and you know who you fucking are. And every one of you is going to fucking hang. I'm sorry. You are going to fucking hang. You have fucking, you've nailed yourself to the fucking cross. You've done it yourselves. And you know it. And you're trying every fucking way you can to bob and weave out of it. Your fucking false flags aren't going to fucking wash out. You cannot fucking charge a man or deprive a person of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. And due process of the law means that they have to have done something. You have to make a charge in a common law court. You just can't, it's just like these, that's why they're pushing this abortion shit at the same time. Because, man, those conservatives will come out. They're going to come out and say, we want goddamn Roe versus Wade overturned. Roe versus Wade is a fucking arbitrary across the board fucking law that was never fucking legal anyway. It fucking cannot be adjudicated in a fucking common law court. It was pure admiralty. Pure fucking administrative admiralty, and you were stupid fucks for fucking believing it. It's a violation of the fucking law. It's a violation of the Ninth Article. They never have, it's all a violation of the fucking Ninth Article. Since fucking Abraham Springsteen fucking declared martial law, it's been a fucking violation, well, before that, because there was slavery. And there couldn't be slavery in a country that has a goddamn Bill of Rights that says, you can't be, have slaves. You try to make me a slave, I can fucking come after you, I'll bring your ass into fucking court. Oh, wait a minute. You're not human. Wait a minute. We've decided that we're gonna, what people don't understand is slaves were all fucking colors. But the goddamn mark was if you had money and property. If you were fucking one of the fucking elite. And this is what these cocksuckers, this is what they want back. This is what they want back with so fucking desperately. They want you to have to bow to them. A son of a bitch who can't whip your ass wants you to have to bend over and kiss his fucking foot. Just because of fucking whose twat he dropped out of. I'll cram you right back up in that twat, you son of a bitch. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Too many mornings, Christmas lights, night whiskey.
ever since I was a boy, I've seen this concrete mess. I won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can burn your life away, never be a mess. Oh, hold your head up high, knock them off your chest. I don't remember what it is they done to me.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1242 Pacific Time, and of course, that was Hog Jaw with Swamp. Yeah, living high in the tower that the working man made, you motherfuckers. We're getting ready to take all our towers back, and we're getting ready to fucking hang your fucking asses, you dirty fucking criminal son of a bitches. Only in the, I mean, God, how could so much criminality go on? I mean, it's right there. But you will not report on it. How come you won't report on it there, fucking goddamn Fox News or any of these, I mean, any of you fuckers? You got the goddamn Bill of Rights right there in your hands. Bill of Rights in your hands. And you can point out this violates it. They can't touch the second article. I mean, you can just show right there. Here, a fellow called Tench Koch who explained it all when the fucking son of a bitch was fucking added to that fucking fraudulent constitution as a goddamn amendment, as a part of a fucking, well, actually it was still an article because it was a single amendment that fucking amended the whole fucking constitution. The constitution was chained with the fucking Bill of Rights. And they're acting like they, well, you gave us the key and you said it was okay if we went on ahead and put tyranny on you. That's what your forefathers fought for. No, it isn't. And it's not what we're going to fight for. We're going to put your goddamn asses in the ground. You son of a bitches and nationwide, world fucking wide. You will never do this to a fucking generation again, ever. Your fucking progeny fucking say goodbye. They will serve as fucking slaves for fucking 100 years to pay back what you have fucking, what you've stolen that we can't retrieve. How about that? Protecting yourself from bullets is now illegal in New York as state outlaws body armor. Now tell me, why would anybody outlaw body armor? Why would you? What is your fucking excuse? Oh, so that you think that the cops can have it and shoot at you? And then you shoot back and they get body armor so that your fucking forces that you must intend on using because you want to take the fucking body armor away from the person. A lot of people just wear it because you might get fucking shot in New York. But I mean, this is so fucking, I mean, this tells you. This is what they want. They want themselves completely armed, you completely disarmed, and then these cowardly little fucking spineless fucking communist pricks. Then they'll start puffing their fucking chest out. The state of New York, this is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The state of New York, who has some of the strictest gun laws in the country, just stepped it up another notch. Well, this isn't even a gun law. I mean, you're talking about clothes. This time outlawing the ability of citizens. Well, this, I ain't no fucking citizen. I'm a national. I protect myself any way I fucking want. And I will do it fucking with extreme prejudice. To protect themselves from bullets with body armor. This move proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that the lawmakers were never concerned with your safety, only control. And ain't that the fucking truth? Legislation S.9407-B/A.10497. Written into law. Just written into law. We don't ratify laws anymore. We don't take it to the fucking people. We don't vote on any fucking thing. It was just declared by the fucking admiralty, don't you know? A new declaration from the fucking goddamn the corporate monarchy. So as it written in, it was just, we just wrote it down, you see. Well, we ain't gonna fucking obey it. Shove it up your ass. Written into law on Tuesday makes it illegal to purchase and sell body vests for anyone who is not engaged in an eligible profession. Wonder who that's a part of that eligible profession is. Maybe the communists, the fascists, and the fucking goddamn capitalists, huh? That's why, let's see, eligible
generals.
There you go, buddy. The generals with their stars. I guarantee you that son of a bitch has got one on. Oh, let's see. Eligible professions include law enforcement that cannot fucking exist. You talk about not operating with the consent of the people. They can never have law enforcement over us. They can never have jurisdictional authority over us. We couldn't be autonomous if they did. Do you know what the goddamn words mean anymore? Look them up. See if you can be autonomous and have law enforcement over you. Have anybody fucking over you. But you and other professions, which will be designated by the department, which we'll decide. Like the mailman, well, if he's going to be packing a Glock and fucking going through your goddamn mail, well, he can have one. Okay, because we got to protect. They got to protect their fucking goddamn standing army of fucking of mercenaries, because that's all this fucking is, people. I mean, every goddamn one of them. It is a fucking employee of that fucking government. It is a part of this goddamn fucking standing fucking army. A fucking goddamn, their union. They are god, they work for a fucking union. And they have no jurisdictional authority over we the people. All it is fucking force. And when you won't meet force with force, you get run over. That's just what happens. And hey, you know what? We're allowing it. Which will be designated by the Department of State in a consultation with other agencies according to the legislation. See, fuck, you talk about a yard of bullshit. And what that means, what's it saying there? It's open subject matter. We'll decide who can have it and who can't. Don't you get it? Gun violence is an epidemic. Well, fucking, wasn't, you know, just, start of the Obama administration, they tried to claim that there was an epidemic of gun violence, and they went and proved that, it had actually fallen 15%. That's when they started pumping in the Guatemalans and the fucking goddamn MS-13 gang members and the fucking goddamn Hondurans and all these murdering son of a bitches from the murder capitals of the fucking world. I started pumping them in. Oh, yeah, you could, there no epidemic? Well, we'll make one. And then we'll take your fucking guns and you can be victim to that goddamn epidemic. They can chop you up, shoot you fucking just like goddamn wild Indians on the frontier. Gun violence is an epidemic that is tearing our country apart. Fuck you. You fucking are the ones that cause it. It's a problem, reaction, solution. You ain't getting what you're going to want, what you're going to think you're going to get. We have already reacted, and we're fixing to give you the fucking solution, you son of a bitch, and the solution is the end of you. You're criminals. You are easily proven criminals. You have goddamn usurped our fucking laws. You have fucking murdered our people. You have committed heinous acts of pedophilia, a fucking goddamn rape, murder, you name it. You are going to answer to the fucking law of this land. Of the land, not the Queen's law out there in the goddamn ocean, of the land, which is that law of December 15, 1791, known as that Bill of Rights. You will be taken through that procedure, and you will be shown to be exactly what you are. You will be found guilty because you are prima facie of fucking guilty. You signed your name to it. You arrogant motherfuckers will fucking, oh God, you're going to be saying, I wish I wouldn't have signed that. It's going to be too fucking late for you, ain't it? Anyway, where were we here? Gun violence is an epidemic that is tearing our country apart. Oh man, yes. Thoughts and prayers won't fix this, but taking a strong action will. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, I wonder what country she's from, said as she took away the right of, she didn't take nothing away from you. If you're a citizen, she can say she took it away from you. If you're an American national, you go, fuck you. I put on a vest if I want. If I'm wearing it, I got a goddamn reason because I'm going to shoot your fucking ass back. I mean, one person points out what's going on here. Right of a citizen to passively protect himself. In New York, we're talking, taking bold steps to protect the people of our state. I am proud to sign a comprehensive bill package that prohibits the sale of semi-automatic weapons to people under 21, bans body armor sales outside of people in select professions. Our people, the communists and the fascists, they can have them, but you can't. Wonder why they want that, huh? Wonder why? Closes critical gun law loopholes and strengthens our red flag laws to keep guns away from dangerous people. Who are the dangerous people? The people that are a danger to you are the fucking goddamn American nationals who have the right to enforce the fucking law of this fucking land that you are in gross violation of to the point of fucking sedition, which will get you fucking hung. That's who your goddamn dangerous people are in this country, isn't it? Isn't it? Just like they were back in 1775. That's who the dangerous people were, weren't they? New measures that I believe will save lives. Oh, fuck you. Save the lives of your goddamn murderers. What about Kelly Thomas? What about James Boyd? I mean, we go down. They haven't shown the fucking murder of fucking Americans lately. I mean, I guess there hasn't been no propaganda to be pointing that fucking way yet. As we come up on this election, you're going to start seeing all kinds of fucking funky shit. I can guarantee fucking it. But what you will not see is anybody stepping up saying, I will, if you let me as president or senator, because this is a midterm, I will fight for the fucking Bill of Rights. I will take the oath to the fucking common law and to the people, not to the fucking corporation. And you will not see that. Because the person, first place, they wouldn't be in a position to even run for the fucking office unless they had a picture of him fucking a poodle. We already discussed that. In the second place, these fuckers live for this shit. They don't have to work. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to toil. They just get to fucking just coast through life, they think. But when you're talking about bringing the population down to 500 million, that's not a lot when you're talking about 8 or 9 billion fucking people. You think you're really going to make the grade? Really? We'll see. According to the body armor ban legislation, it also vaguely outlaws the possession of body vests, meaning those who currently possess it could potentially be penalized. I shot him and he didn't, and he had a vest on, it didn't kill him. Now you get an extra charge. This bill prohibits the unlawful sale and possession of body vests, according to the legislation. There is nothing in the bill that grandfathers in people who already own body armor. And now folks will be guilty of a crime if they purchase or possess a passive means of resistance to bullets. What, body armor can't hurt anybody. What is it? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's like, oh, if somebody brings it up here. I thought about it, but I'll give them, it was their credit because they wrote the story. Where
hey,
it,
Henry?
Yes, sir.
I have to say, the stupid people doing that other false flag up there in Buffalo, some of the newscasters, they were saying that one of the officers there got killed because a bullet bounced off his body armor that he had. So they already been trying to deem body armor as something like really deadly as a gun. I mean, this is just pure stupidity.
It deflected off of body armor, really?
Yeah, that's what one of them said when doing
it. Of course it did.
That's what I'm laughing, man. I'm like,
you're laughing, but you know what? It's goddamn funny.
Anybody know anything about body armor? You know that's not possible.
It is funny that these son of a bitches think they can sell goddamn air conditioners to Eskimos. I mean, to try and sell this to fucking people, that it's a bad thing that you wear something that'll stop a fucking bullet when there's bullets flying every fucking where? Or is it that you want your people to have that protection, to have that shield, and you can just have a sword, which gives them the advantage over you because you have them so grossly, grossly, grossly outnumbered. Let's wipe them out, people. Let's just fucking do it. Where's the sense in government banning something that provides people protection from harm? The logic of this bill is so askew that it wouldn't be surprising if perhaps next day we'll try to pass a bill that outlaws hiding behind things while being shot at. That's the first thing that came to my mind when I was reading this. I was saying, what next? They're going to tell you if the cop's shooting at you, you can't step behind a tree or you're going to get it. You're going to be charged. You step behind that tree and you didn't take that fucking bullet like I intended for you to. I mean, this is the arrogance of these motherfuckers. And you don't think that these little cowardly son of a bitches that sign on to these fucking unions will fucking grab a hold of this and do everything they can with it? Of course they will. They are not, they have no fucking jurisdictional authority for being here. It is a goddamn violation of our law that they exist. And now they're telling, I mean, what do they got to do to convince you that they intend to fucking rule over you? Like, look at the people in goddamn, Australia. There ain't nothing they can do. Why can't they do anything about it, people? Oh, that's right. They gave up their fucking guns. They gave up their goddamn arsenals. They gave up their fucking means to fight. You give up that means to fight, you're done. You're a fucking slave. You're a piece of fucking shit beneath their feet. They're arrogant feet. They can walk up and piss on you if they want to.
And New Zealand, Henry. And New Zealand. They can't do anything either. Yeah. They're in the same boat.
You goddamn right. Well, the hell, the places all over the goddamn England. Hell, in England, you can't even own a fucking shotgun or anything. One guy, an 80-year-old man, this happened years ago when they first started this shit. I think they're down there. They're banning knives and stuff over there. But this old man kept a shotgun, and there was some goons came in. He's going to rape his 80-year-old wife. And he fucking shoots him. And who went to jail? He did. I mean, this is what they want. They want this kind of control over you. They're sick in the fucking head, people. Their fucking brains are malfunctioning. It's too much inbreeding. Too much of falling out of the same twat. Two babies fall out of the same twat and then they marry. That's not good. When the hillbillies did it up in the mountains, they told you it makes retards. Unless it's royal blood, of course. If you're a blue blood, you can do this and get away with it. You won't turn into a goddamn fucking moron horse shit. Interbreeding is fucking interbreeding, man. And they're inbreeders. That being said, when the state attempts to make it illegal to protect yourself from bullets, it may be time to start purchasing gear to protect yourself from bullets. I have to agree with that. Hard not to. Mexican president calls for American separate open borders. One big fucking country. I mean, this is the Mexican. Get the fuck out of our country. Get the fuck out of our fucking politics. We're gonna blow your goddamn country clear off the fucking map, you son of a bitches. You arrogant fucks. Anyway, this was sent in by Galen for a discussion. I'm from the Trenches World Report. It's from Breitbart. Mexico's president is reviving calls for a continental super state that would combine North American employers and South American employees. Oh, you get your slave labor, man, the best of both worlds for a handful of fucking merchants, you goddamn fucking Masonic motherfuckers. That's what they want. I mean, it's just like these people that preach, like, oh, capitalism, it's capitalism, capitalism is good. Your ultimate capitalism that you fucking want, and you know it too. You want fucking slaves. Because, man, that's the ultimate in making capital. That's capitalizing on somebody else's fucking goddamn sweat. You've been doing it too fucking long. There's enough of us out here that fucking hate your fucking guts for it to fucking destroy you. And you're going to be destroyed, you son of a bitches. They said capitalism versus communism, capitalism versus communism. Heard it all my fucking life. But now I see the capitalist fucking communist coming into my fucking country and buying up my country with fucking money borrowed in my fucking name against my fucking will to pay off fucking a goddamn obvious fraud. And none of the fraudsters are going to jail. I mean, and they get the fucking properties back. I mean, God almighty, what does it take to wake the people in this country up? Or what does it take to piss you off enough to fight? Do they have to rape your fucking children in your living room? Do they really? Is that really what it's going to take? Anyways, I've had enough of this sickness and fuck goddamn Mexico. Shove it up your ass, Mexico. You have no business over that fucking line. Your ass is going back over that line. And this time we get to Mexico City, we're burning it to the fucking ground. Make no fucking mistake. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, just let it roll off you like water off a duck's back. If you're ready to fight, you're ready to fucking fight. Stay ready to fight. When the time comes, give them every fucking thing you got and then 10% more. And you will have done what an American national needs to do. And there's a plenty of us that if all of us do it, we wipe their fucking asses out. And then we make them fucking answer to our fucking law. Then they have to fucking answer to our law. They meet justice at the end of a fucking rope. And that is the word from the trenches.